thinking about you. We ask that you can be here and you can guide this service, that you can talk through me, and that everyone that is here can be blessed through your words. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. So, when I was a kid, when you're like a teenager, a little kid, you always look for a role model in your life. So my dad was my role model. So I was always looking to him, doing things with him all the time. He used to like to run. I was running with him every afternoon after school, and just getting all the knowledge that he had. It was a great time. Like I spent 23 years of my life next to him, eating together, laughing together, crying together. In the good and bad times, we were there. So he was my superhero growing up. And learning about the Christian life, comes a question like, who is your role model? Who is that person who inspired you? Who are you looking for? And then I was like, the best role model that we can have is Jesus. And then this title came up, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, to walk like Jesus, to live like Jesus. And that is like one of the principles that I've been trying to have in my life, in my young life, to do the same things that Jesus did, and going through the Gospels and reading about Jesus, learning everything he did here on earth, is really inspiring. It's not an easy task. It has been hard for me personally to keep, faithfully track of everything that Jesus did, because he was perfect. I'm not perfect. But in everything I do, I know that I'm not perfect, as I said. I'm a sinner, but every time my goal and my focus is to be like Jesus. And soon we're going to be with him in heaven. So that is a great news for each one of us. Jesus is coming back, and he's going to come to get his people. And when we study the Gospels, we learn about the disciples, Jesus' disciples. And each one of them had a different character, different personality. They were different people. Some of them didn't know each other. Some of them were brothers. But at the end of everything, like when they walked with Christ, they were learning through him. Jesus told them, come and follow me. Each one of them, come and follow me. And they did that for over like 3 years. They were following Jesus. They were eating with Jesus. They were sleeping there, the same place with Jesus. Every 24 hour, 7 day of the week, they were next to Jesus. And then when you continue learning about their different stories, you learn about Peter, how Peter was, like his character. This crazy man, when you read that, caught the ears of one of the soldiers, and you know his temperature was crazy. And then when you learn about their story and how their life changed, and they were fishermen, and now they were fishing, not the fish, but they were working for the Lord to save people, save souls. That is amazing. How can Jesus transform your life? And it's not just Peter. You go through each one of the disciples, and you can see a transformation in each one of them. They were not the same guys as the beginning. after they met Jesus. Something changed on them. And even the people, the outsiders, they saw that. They saw that those guys, even though they have different genes, ADN, probably one was lighter than another or taller than another, when it came up, they even look like Jesus, and people would notice it that, like, you look like this man, you're one of his disciples. So that even happened to me now when my dad passed away. People that even probably interact with me, like, they were like, you look so like your dad. Like, there's a lot of things that you do that your dad did. And that happens also in the Christian life. So when you spend time with Jesus. So what do we need to do as Christians to be like Jesus, to look like Jesus? One of the things that the devil tries to, that he hates the most is when we take time to pray. He hates to see people praying to the Lord. And sometimes even hard. We are in a rush every morning. You wake up, you do your things. You need to work. You need to be at work at 8 o'clock. So sometimes you go and sleep over. And you have like just a few minutes to get ready and get out of the house. And life is going so fast that we are even forgetting to do simple things as Christians. And we are forgetting to pray. And sometimes we are like really thinking about it. We just take like a few seconds before we leave and say, Lord, thank you for this morning. Amen. Turn on the car and leave. It's fine. It's great. Like, at least you did that. But spending time in prayers with Jesus as Christians is powerful. And we need to do that. Like, we are living in the end of the times. Jesus is coming soon, and we need to be ready for that. It's good to know about prophecy. It's good to know your Bible. It's good to be here at church. But one of how you're going to grow as Christian is to spend time with Jesus. Like, we can be here, encourage one another in church, but you can listen to all the sermons and listen to all the preachers you want to go on YouTube and do that. But if you don't spend personal time with Jesus, that's not going to be worth it. Like, by prayer, but not just by prayer. We have the power, Word of God with us. We have the Bible, His Word, with us that we need to be reading as well. As a young adult, we have a lot of distractions in our life. Not just that technology of the phone. Sometimes you go in Facebook or Instagram. That happened to me as well. And you start scrolling and you spend there an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, watching reels, little videos, things that are designed to attract your attention and to, like, keep you there for a long period of time. And time is just flying. We're losing time, and we don't have that much time. And that is just with the technology. There are a lot of things that we are doing as Christians that are not related to Christ. And we need to think about, like, what are we doing with our time? Like, each hour, each minute, like, are we spending time to know Jesus, to be like Jesus? Because He's coming to take Himself to heaven. Like, the church is the church of Christ. So we need to think about what are things that we are doing and how can we improve as Christians. But it's not just praying or reading your Bible, that having that devotional every day, every morning, yeah, it's going to get you close to Christ. But you don't do anything by just getting knowledge and thinking that you're close to Christ if you don't share what you're learning with others. Sometimes we just let our pastors or our elders to do that work for us because we think like the pastor is getting a salary from church. That's his work. That's his job, to go and preach to others, to go get people and do Bible studies, get people to get baptized. That's the pastor work. That is not the pastor work. The pastor is here to lead us. The work to preach to others, to every one of us. Jesus, before he left, he taught us to do that. That is our mission, to go and preach to everyone. Like, we have something powerful. We have the Word of God, and we have been forgetting what we have. And sometimes we know what we have, but we just want that just for us, I think. I don't know what is happening to us that we are forgetting to share this amazing living Word with everyone that is around us. Sometimes it can be a family that is living right next to you, that is sleeping by your side, your son, daughters, people at work. Do they know that you are a Christian? Are you living like Jesus did? Are you showing that you are really a follower of Jesus Christ? It's not just by saying I'm a Seventh-day Adventist with the title. It's a living thing. Like, you need to live that. That people can see Christ through you, even sometimes without saying that you're a Christian, even sometimes without mentioning some verse of the Bible, even sometimes without praying in public. People are going to be able to see Christ through you in the way you act, in your actions. Are you showing love just like Jesus? Jesus came here to change the way that people thought about how God was. Most of them had the picture of a God, a distant God, that everything was about the law, and really sometimes scary God for some people. And then he came here in the form of Jesus to change the view of what people thought about him. And we can see a God of love, a God who cares for people, a God who was willing to give his life for all of us. On the cross, he showed us who God really is. And that is the God that you and I have right now. And that is the God that we need to go and tell everyone that he is alive, that he is real, that he came to this earth and died for all of us to save us. And one day soon, he's going to come back. He's going to come back and he's going to take himself. So if he's taking himself, then we need to be like Jesus. I want to sing in the middle of it this hymn, I Surrender All. It's 309. All to Jesus I surrender, All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to his name. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Amen. To be like Jesus. Let me tell you that if you want to be like Jesus, you're not going to have an easy life in this world. He didn't have an easy life in this world. But we are not living for this world. We are here for something greater than this world. He has better things for each one of us. It's time to surrender. Surrender all and give everything to the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. Give your time to the Lord. Give your talent to the Lord. Speak like Jesus. Act like Jesus. Live like Jesus. He needs to be our role model. Everything we do, everything we say, needs to be like Jesus. What a blessing we have to have the greatest, the best role model to look forward. And he's there looking at you, looking at your life. Right now you may be going through different difficulties, problems, temptations that you don't know how to get out of. But let me tell you that this same role model is right next to you. You're not alone. Jesus is with you. we are not alone. This world is difficult. Some of you, the church here, we have been missing a lot of lovely members that already passed away. Also, personally, I lost my father. And I know that each one of us are going through our own challenges in life. And the only thing that keeps us standing and going is that hope that Jesus is coming soon. I don't know if you're watching around everything that is going on in this world, but we are closer to that event than ever before. And are we going to just stay here just to listen to the preacher? Are we going to do something? Are we going to wake up? Are we going to ask for the power of the Holy Spirit? Are we going to do our mission? Or are we going to just watch everything how happens? We have a commission, each one of us, to do our part. You have a mission. If you didn't know that, I'm telling you right now. You have a mission for the Lord. So if you don't know which one is your mission, what are you here for? Ask God and He will tell you. He will direct and tell you what you need to do. So it's time to wake up, church. It's time to wake up. It's really good just to be there in the chair and come every Saturday and listen to a good preacher and to a good special music. That is great to do that. But let me tell you, that is not your mission, just to be in a chair. If you're still alive here, if you're still breathing here, it's because God has a plan with you. And if you don't do it, it's going to be sad. Someone else is going to do it for you. But that responsibility, that commitment is for each one of us. It doesn't matter if you're a young adult, if you're a kid, if you're already in your 80s or your 70s, if you're still here, standing, breathing, you need to do your part. We need to do our part. So it's time for the church to surrender all to Jesus Christ. Me and myself, sometimes I just thinking about my career. Sometimes we think about like how much money am I gonna make, or things of these worlds that distract you from the real purpose. So I also encourage the young adults that we have here to look forward for something greater than riches of this world, something greater and beyond. Look for that, Lord. Look for God. His love, we can't say how big is it. His mercy, how can we describe it? His compassion, His care. Are we trying at least to have those things in our life? Are we showing this to our neighbors, our families, co-workers? Let's be like Jesus. You can pray with me. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you because you are here. Thank you because you are telling us that we need to do our part, that we need to look forward, O Lord, for that great day of your second coming. Everything around us is telling us that you are coming soon, and we need to do our part. Oh Lord, please, we need your Holy Spirit in each one of us. We need to speak up. We need to do our mission. We have a part that we need to accomplish. Jesus, forgive our sins. And please, please, oh Lord, I want to ask for each person over here that from now on, they can start being like you. Oh Lord, it's not an easy task. To be like you, it's not easy. We're going to have a lot of difficulties and problems facing us, but we don't need to be scared because you have conquered the world. You are powerful and you're ready to pay the price on the cross and die for each one of us. So whoever believes in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.